SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump has made the keynote address to the Bitcoin convention in Nashville. Mr. Trump has embraced the digital currency in recent years and wrote into the newly adopted Republican National Committee platform a declaration of support for the right to mine Bitcoin, to custody of cryptocurrencies and digital assets, and to make transactions with them without government regulations.
We need a lot of electricity. You know, AI needs what to be really dominant. And China can do it much easier. We have environmental impact statements to do, but we're going to do things that nobody thought were possible. You need tremendous amounts of electricity. You need double the electricity of the entire electricity that we have right now in the United States to dominate.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel says a rocket strike at a soccer field has killed at least 11 children and teens in a town in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. BBC correspondent Barbara Plett-Usher reports.
This is the deadliest strike in the north of the country since cross-border exchanges escalated last October, and it had particularly tragic results. Most of the victims appear to be children and teenagers who were playing football. The attack followed an Israeli strike on Lebanon that killed four militants. Hezbollah fired rockets in response to that, but told the BBC it had nothing to do with the one that hit Majd al-Shams. An Israeli military official said initial assessments and intelligence showed otherwise. Majd al-Shams is a village of Druze Arabs near the border with Syria and Lebanon. They refused Israeli citizenship when Israel annexed the territory in 1981.
This again raises fears an all-out war between the foes who have exchanged cross-border fire since the start of the war in Gaza. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is returning home as quickly as possible from the U.S. This is SRN News. Bible readers are better citizens. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a new poll released by the American Bible Society, people who read the scriptures on a regular basis are more likely to put a high premium on civic engagement. Bible readers pay more attention to the political life of the nation than their non-reading peers, and they're better educated on the key issues before the country, the state, and their locality. Those who engage with scripture regularly are also more likely to be civically active. Michael Harrington News.
Louisiana has agreed to delay implementing a requirement that the Ten Commandments be placed in all the state's public school classrooms at least until November. The agreement was approved in a federal court that is considering a challenge to the order. The law's opponents argue that it violates constitutional language forbidding government establishment of religion and guaranteeing religious liberty. Backers of the law argue that the Ten Commandments belong in classrooms and are a part of the historical foundation of the U.S. law. This is SRN News. Hungary's nationalist leader is giving his backing to Donald Trump.
Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban says the European Union is sliding toward oblivion in a rambling anti-Western speech in which he warned of a new Asia-oriented world order. In remarks on Saturday in Bálay Tushnád, a majority ethnic Hungarian town in central Romania, he also threw his support behind Donald Trump's presidential bid. Orban is facing growing criticism from his European partners after embarking on rogue peace mission trips to Moscow and Beijing early this month, aimed at brokering an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. Throughout the war, Orban has broken with other EU leaders by refusing to provide Kyiv with weapons to defend against Russian forces. I'm Charles Duledesma.
You'll find more details, analysis, and much more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.